Petty pet peeves. They seem small, so you really can't say anything.
Yeah.
You can't say anything because you become the person.
Exactly.
So you got to just, tuck it in.
Yeah, stew over it, yeah.
Not here.
No.
No. This is where we air them out.
Yep.
877-764-2535. Brian and Vernon.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Actually, this isn't really petty. I was just talking to Phil about it. These kids on these electric bikes that think they're part of traffic, and they're right in the middle of the road.
By the way,
they're eventually going to start getting creamed out there.
I don't care what age you are.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's kids. I don't care if it's an adult. These e-bikes are bananas.
They're evil. E-bikes.
I'm just talking to Phil about it.
Mouthpiece is also a petty pet peeve of mine, but I feel like it's a legitimate pet peeve.
Yeah, would you swallow the phone?
Oh, is he listening back to the radio right now? Brian.
Sorry, guys.
Goodbye. Jesus.
Well, get yours out of the way.
The e-bikes are insane because, first off, you got kids on bikes that can go 25, 30.
No helmets.
No helmets.
Right.
Nothing. And they're not well versed on two wheels. You see them like they're very, a lot of them are very shaky.
Unstable.
Well, do you understand that the bike went away?
Yeah.
The bike went away.
Okay.
I haven't seen a bike in like decades.
No.
And all of a sudden, we made it easy for these lazy bastards.
Right. Dude.
And now their bikes are everywhere.
Right. I put down my game controller and get my e-bike.
I ride a single gear, fixed gear bicycle around the neighborhood. I do it three, four times.
Look at a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I love it. I don't want a gear. I love just using my legs, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah. I think weaving in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
You know, blasting down a sidewalk. Those people. And Brian's right when he started out saying, he's like, I don't think this is petty. It's not petty. That's a real...
This is major.
Legitimate...
Problem.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And it's summertime now. We got like a group of kids in my neighborhood. They're all, you know, and I want them to be outside. Like, I'm happy when they're out there, but they don't know the rules of the road. They blast through stop signs. And like, my fear is I'm just going to hear the horn and the crash and then the yelling. And like, I worry about these kids.
Mm.
They need to be like permitted. It's got to be like a moped type thing where you should still have at least your permit.
Play it on it. The whole nine.
There was no looking cool on a moped.
No, there was not.
There was no looking cool on a moped.
You had a basket at the front too.
I remember my stepmom had one, and I drove it down the road. I was just like, let me try it.
Yeah, you see what's like.
And I got this big smile on my face. I'm like, this is actually. Oh damn it!
No!
My friends, I just hear. Like, God damn it.
Just ride it for a minute. Just try it.
I'm just going to ride to the next
state. Feel the wind on your face.
I'm never going to go back.
I see two dudes regularly on mopeds on the post road. Just like two guys. Like, you tell they're like, oh, we don't have any way to get anywhere. It's just me and the homie.
I'll walk.
Right. just mopeding together.
Playing Born to be Mild.
Petty pet peeves. Rob in Manorville.
There's an insurance company that says we can't prevent you from being your parents. I'm going to highlight two commercials. Number one.
Oh, they slow go to down. Human no speak. Human speak.
Right. When I understand what you're saying. Slow down.
There's a commercial where they go to a deli counter. There's no one there. The guy takes a number and the life coach says, no, don't do that. There's no one there. You don't need to. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Deli counters do that for a reason. That's how people get their hours. You moron. You don't know any better. Number two, watching the one where they're in the Uber or a Lyft, and the guy's just being casual and giving the person a conversation. Since when is just being a human being and talking to someone being your parent and being
Phil,
a negative
thing? You know what he's
thing?
Talking about?
First of all, don't be that person.
Okay.
Like, if the person talks to you, you can be polite, but otherwise, don't start the conversation. I don't think anybody wants that.
No.
Number one. Number two, there's the commercial, Don't Be Your Parents.
Oh, that series.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. Okay. Thanks for translating, Rob.
I needed that.
Like,
what else?
All right, Rob, thank you. When did thank you leave the East Coast? When did that happen?
Somewhere in the late 60s.
I moved to Texas.
Right.
Everybody here said thank you.
Right.
I came back. What the hell happened?
No more thank you.
No more thank you.
Yeah, what thank you?
Did you guys have a vote? Was there an election?
Right.
Was there a debate? Is there a conversation about just thank you?
Yeah, what thank you?
Phil, how long does it take to say thank you? Like, if you were to time it, half a second?
Less.
AJ would be less. Most normal people would be about half a second.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
AJ got thank you, appreciate it in about half a second.
Right. Go screw yourself. Thank you.
No, I'm accurate. I'm being accurate here.
We're doing petty pet peeves.
Yeah.
And this is a petty pet peeve of mine.
Right.
I go to a counter, cash register. I just gave you money. Nothing.
No, thank you.
I'm just looking for a thank you.
That's all.
Because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
I know most of your customers, they never heard it before.
Right. This thing you say.
I grew up saying thank you.
Right.
Like if someone comes over to my table and pours water, I say thank you.
Yeah.
They come back with some thank you.
Right.
We'll thank someone probably 78 times during the course of a dinner.
Easily.
They take a plate. Thank you.
Right. They sit you down. Thank you.
I know. That's too much.
Right.
It is too much. They probably want to say, don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Right.
See, now you've lost a full minute of conversation from your dinner.
Right.
But we want
to thank you.
We just want them to know. We want to first acknowledge that there's a human being here taking something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right. I want to appreciate your service. Thank you. And
so easy.
Yeah.
You hold the door open for someone and they walk through.
Especially when
you're on the cell phone. You don't even acknowledge there's another human being doing something nice for you.
Yeah, that's scummy.
I want to yell out, you're welcome.
Right. Pick that phone up. You're welcome.
But then all of a sudden now.
Now you're the a-hole.
Now I'm the problem.
You're the instigator.
Yeah.
You want to thank you?
You give someone a birthday present.
Right.
You expect to hear thank you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
You let someone in traffic.
Thank you. That drives me nuts.
The wave.
Yes.
The wave.
Yeah. Something.
You're not even expelling air from your lungs.
Right.
You lift your hand.
Right. Or thumbs up.
Thank you.
Or nod your head.
It does feel kind of like it's a lost, I wouldn't call it an art, just like
societal norm.
Societal norm.
It's a little courtesy that goes so far.
Yeah.
It's a half a second.
It means
and
so
it
much. Goes,
and it says a lot about you, who you are.
Exactly. You don't say thank you. Oh, you're a scummy person. Then.
Right.
Yeah. You just expect me.
I'm
your servant.
Say thank you to AI. Part of it is when the robots take over, I want them to know before they kill me. It's like, oh, wait, he was the...
Yes, one said thank you.
He is a polite one.
We'll just use him as a slave.
I think that's part of it.
That's probably what will happen.
Right? I think like texting, email, and now all of these like AI chatbots are like evaporating that.
Right. It's just thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
It's like
two words.
Managers, teacher, people.
Right.
And parents, teacher, kids.
Exactly.
This is one of the things that I've noticed cashiers check out, you know, just the everyday kind of 9-to-5 people you interact with. There's like a full lack of just like, I feel like everyone I interact with at their job is like,
Well, a lot of people are burnt to the nub.
Tablet. Right. Yes, that is true.
I get it.
That is true.
Just take a breath and say thank you.
Two simple words.
There's my petty pet peeve for the week.
Nice. Bravo.
I will now move on.
Bravo. Yes.
Yeah, what do we got here? Okay. Alex in the truck.
Yeah, I agree with you guys on the whole thank you thing. And I just wanted to say it's definitely more noticeable here in New England. I'm a mechanic. I get guys that come from all over the country to come over, assist with certain things. And I'll tell you, a lot of the guys from down south and out west, they come over here. And usually the first thing I'll hear is how rude everybody's been to them since they came.
It is a different vibe in the south.
Yes. More laid back, more homey.
Manners are going to die hard there. Manners died easy here.
Yes.
You know, we're all on top of one another. You go to Long Island.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like, hey, F you. No, F you.
Right. No, thank you.
Got to keep it short.
F you. Thank you. F you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
When you put, you know, 3 million people on top of one another, you're not going to get a thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a little mad.
I was just watching this thing this morning on Instagram. This guy walking through New York City with his mother, and she said, "Oh, he says, oh, you know, you don't say good morning to anybody here. You just keep walking." She goes, "Oh, why?" He goes, "Go ahead, you'll see." Well, she turns over to a group of guys, says, "Good morning," and I don't think I could really say the reaction over the radio, but
really?
It was quite a reaction.
Yeah. What'd they say? Go F yourself.
Something of the sort, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's right. New York courtesy.
Now, do you say thank you to that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You go F yourself.
Thank you.
Lunch Lady Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, when I go to the grocery store, I get a couple things, go through the self-checkout.
Yeah.
But then you have people with these big, huge baskets of groceries. It's like, go to a cashier then.
Yeah.
And they're taking their time. They're looking around. It's like they're doing it on purpose to piss you off.
Oh, they see you. They think it helps.
Yeah. And it's like, come on. And there's a big long line. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. It shouldn't be two shopping carts full of stuff going through the self-checkout.
Why?
It's made for people who's like, you know, it's kind of like a quick
12
items. Does it say five items or less?
It does not, no.
Okay. Then wait.
So what's the problem?
Or you can go to the cashier.
Thank you.
I'm hyper aware of this.
I'm like, Custer!
No, I'm that person.
Right.
I'm not going to stand in line.
But you move along, though, right? You move along. There are some people, they'll do half of it, then they'll start over again, do the other half of it. Like,
what do you mean start over again?
They'll do like own like some of the stuff they're paying for.
They bag it like in the middle.
Right.
So you're checking out, you bag, you keep checking out. Your bag, like everything's moving very slow.
Yeah, it takes a while. I'm sure you do it quickly and efficiently.
No, I don't. I don't know where the stickers are for everything because I'm not the shopper in the family.
Oh.
So I'm like looking like, where's the sticker? Right. Where's the, you know, then I need help and the guy comes over. No, I'm the person you don't want to get behind.
Gotcha. Thank you.
If there's a line, I'm very aware of the fact that there's a line behind me and I always want to be like the fastest guy. Mm. Like I know that there's people waiting. I'm super aware of it. And I'm like, watch how fast I can do it.
Right. Yeah, I like to show off.
Right.
But if you're in the self-checkout line, there's one line, and it goes to five different registers.
Yeah.
You're not waiting on me. You're waiting on the next person. You know, the next person leaves, you're up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your problem, Laura?
My problem, because they're sitting there, they're looking at the line behind them and taking their sweet patootie time, and just, it's... Focus on what you're doing. Don't be looking at everybody else.
That's why I only pay for every fifth item.
No, and another thing, when you're
minute out there really quick.
Yeah.
Woo!
And when you go to a cashier, I like bagging my stuff. People will just sit there and let the cashier do it. It's like,
I bag it too.
Let's keep it moving. Yeah. Everybody keep it moving.
You're going to crush my Oreos, yeah.
No, I got it. Yep. Efficiency. You want efficiency.
Yep.
Yeah. So
bagging is big. Bagging is a big one.
Hmm.
Trader Joe's. Apparently no one bags their own groceries because every time Kelsey or I bag them, the cashier's like, thank you guys so much for bagging.
Yeah.
I'm like, we bag them.
Just bag
them. They're my groceries.
Well, it's coming over the belt.
Now, do you say thank you?
Yeah. They thank us.
I say thank you all the time.
There you go. See?
All the time. Please and thank you.
And thank you.
Especially at a restaurant.
Thank you for saying that. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lunch Lady Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a Lunch Lady.
It's a thankless job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
John Miller Place.
Good morning, crew. Okay. And thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Are you mocking me?
Thank you.
Here's my petty pet peeve. I just recently got back from Orlando with my family.
Okay.
And we went to, for an example, SeaWorld. I'm tired of everything being upcharged. I paid like $200 and something for my kids to have the individual petting of the dolphin experience. And they want to charge me now $37 for the photo. I'm like, really?
That's not serious.
You can't just give me a photo on the house.
Right.
And then you want to upsell me the frame. And then it's like four bottles of water. I'm like, oh my God, come on, please.
I think we all feel this way with almost every experience.
Yeah.
That they ding you from the beginning right to the end.
No, you're a mark.
And you walk out of whatever it is, and you're like, what the hell just happened?
I had money when I walked in here. I remember that. I remember that.
Paid the park. Paid to walk into the park. Right. Paid to sit down in a restaurant. Paid for the food in the restaurant. Right. Tipped the person that brought the food. And now it's just never ending.
I got to pay to breathe here? What?
Yeah. The picture thing after you pay $200 for the experience. It's like, no, you give me the
$200. Yeah.
You know.
Just post by the tank yourself.
You can give me one photo on the house. One photo. I mean, it's not like, it's the photo that's going to go in the archive and we're never putting it on the fireplace.
Yeah, here's a little business secret for anyone listening. If you do something really nice right now in this environment, you're going to blow everyone out of the water.
You are?
Because everyone's trying to grab every penny.
Yeah.
And you do something nice, something extra.
Yeah.
People are going to be standing there and confused.
Yeah.
State. Right. Like, wait, what?
You're doing something
How
for
much
me?
Are you charging me for that?
Right.
Wait, no?
What? Yeah.
Nothing?
Thank you.
They're going to tell all their friends about it.
Yes.
All right, John. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Right,
thank we'll you.
I don't even know if that was a petty pet peeve. I feel like that was legitimate.
Legit yeah. pet peeve.
It's a legit. Andre?
People that have to park right next to me. So the other day I'm at Splash. I go wash my mats. I'm over by the vacuums. I come out. There's four cars in the parking lot. The dude is parked right next to me, and he's using my vacuum on my side. I'm like, dude, there's plenty of spaces. Why?
Right. Look at my hose.
Why?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Do you feel lonely? Do you need company? I just try, you know, I got a nice new car. I just want to park away from people so I don't get dinged in the, and people have to park right next
to me. Did they have a nice car too?
I didn't want to look at him. I was just
I was so angry. I just
he was so annoyed.
I vacuumed him.
Not
fury.
Even going to right. look at you.
I just went and re-vacuumed the other side. I just vacuumed. I'm like, all right, I'll wait till he's done with my hose,
right?
And then I'll finish it. But it's like, come on, man. There's plenty of room. That's all. You know, I mean, if it's a full parking lot, I get it. But there's four cars in
the
whole.
We heard you the first three times.
Right, you're really angry.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
Yeah, this is not petty at all.
Yeah.
This is deep.
I don't know if it's petty.
This is deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is psychological.
Yeah, everyone should space out.
Exactly.
Space out.
Right, get on,
what's the problem?
Be on top of me. Yeah.
How do you get me on top of it?
Find your own space.
How do you get me over here?
Find your own space.
Look at all the room.
Going happiness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Run hose. Grab my hose.
Right.
All right.
So thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, right.
Sure, Andre.
You're welcome. No, you're welcome.
And thank you.
Petty pet peeve.
All right. That was a good one.
Oh,
I could do this all day.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big.